It's getting close. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's really exciting for the girls. It's really good to be here today as well. But yeah, really happy with our preparation over the pre-season, and certainly not long now until round one.
We expect bigger things from Freo this season?
Yeah, we're certainly expecting improvement from the group, and we've already seen that through the way that they've applied themselves through the pre-season, which as a coaching group and a high-performance group, we've been really happy with to date. But still a bit of work to do, but looking forward to it.
How do you prepare the ladies for playing in this?
Yeah, we'll get an opportunity to bring the team here a little bit earlier and have a bit of a walk through and maybe a bit of a kick on the oval as well. But look, they're all really prepared for that opportunity. They're excited about the opportunity and looking forward to that on Feb 10. It's an incredible facility, and it's an amazing opportunity for these two girls as well as everyone else.
Michelle, it's your first time to girls and yourself and coach and play out here. How many seats can you fill from on seats come to?
Yeah, I think our supporters will really rally around this. Rallying around the girls, you know, they've got incredible support from our members and I guess even the broader sporting community as well. But yeah, just to get a look at the facility, over our members to sit in their membership seats, and the club will make a real day of it with the boys training earlier as well, and a bit of a family fun day to it as well. And then to sit back and watch the girls play against Collingwood will be a great day.
Would you like to see a purple or the purple haze out here?
Yeah, we had that at Fremantle Oval for last season, which was really good, and it'll be great to see full capacity here. This stadium is incredible. I had the opportunity to be here earlier through the construction phase as well, have a look at it, and it's absolutely mind-blowing. And to get the opportunity for women's sport and first AFL game to be playing out there, it certainly is a special day.
Yes, Amy and Kelly, I guess it's a bit of a change of scenery from Fremantle Oval.
You know, Fremantle Oval, we trained there last year, but training at Cockburn with the fantastic facilities we have at Cockburn and transferring them over to here, I think we'll do quite well. And we're really looking forward to the challenge and looking forward to being part of this. And this brand new stadium is amazing. So, yeah.
Kelly, you've got to play on the biggest stage with Adelaide last season. How does this compare?
Oh, it's pretty enormous. You know, it just keeps getting better and better every year. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And yeah, I just can't wait to have a kick out here. It's going to be pretty fun.
How do you compare the pre-season and what you've seen this time round
at Freo? Oh, look, it's pretty much the same. You know, all the girls are elite and trying to hit that standard. And, yeah, it's great to be back home playing with Freo, and I'm really looking forward to the season. It's a great sport to be a part of, and I'm really glad to be here in the purple.
How do you feel about playing, the possibility of playing in this stadium compared to the grounds you would have been at last year?
Yeah, look, this is massive. This is a great ground, and you know, you've got to be here to see it. And yeah, it's just an amazing stadium, and it's going to be pretty wild.
What do you think of the change room and the facilities? I think you saw for the first time today.
Yeah, well, I think I've been lost like three times already. So it's great to have our own facility as well, just down there, and our own change rooms. And yeah, it's great to be a part of this. And like I said, you've got to be here to be able to witness it.
How are you feeling, I guess, ahead of the 2018 season as AFLW kicked off? Last year, I guess, how's the feeling coming into this year?
It's still very exciting. It's still unpredictable. We don't know what's going to happen in season 2018, and I think that's the most exciting part about it. You know, the girls are really excited to get on with the season, and yeah, just have a kick.
In Country WA, the AFLW League's kind of taken off pretty big as well. I think we've got two extra teams from the Southwest Women's League. How does it feel, I guess, knowing that you've got players from across the state watching you guys and knowing that there's an option now for them?
Yeah, it's great. You know, the sport's growing here in Western Australia and across Australia as well. So giving girls the opportunity to play footy down south, up north and over in the east as well. So it's great to have the opportunity for girls to all ages to be able to play footy. So it's a growing sport, and I'm absolutely loving it.
What sort of stuff should you pick up from Erin Phillips heading into this pre-season? Are you going to take any of that from her?
Sorry, what was that?
Heading into this season after being with Adelaide, what sort of stuff did you take from Erin Phillips? With her.
Yeah, she's an elite footballer and an elite athlete in general. So she's very well grounded and just a great person just to be around in general. So yeah, she's a great athlete, and you know, she's just a great person. So if she just goes about her football really well, and hopefully we can bring that elite over here to Freo.
Amy, goals were a bit of an issue last season. Are you
you and the team in general got a few more in you 2018?
Definitely, yeah, like we're really excited and working really well as a forward unit. We've obviously, we looked at things last year that we probably could fix, and we've worked really hard in the pre-season to atone for that, and we're ready to go.
Kelly helping in that area?
Definitely, she's moving around, she's working in all areas of the ground, so but it's really good to have her up forward and her experience and help lead the team, especially in the forward line. She's looking really well. Yeah, she's working hard on her rehab and working really hard to get back, and she's always part of the team, and she's always a really, really integral part of our team.
Yeah,